The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot, today, Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. The first secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and President of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, received Panama's Foreign Minister, Janaína Tehuani, on Monday, who is on an official visit to our country. The Republic's presidency confirmed the meeting on its Twitter account. During this day, the foreign minister also held a meeting with her Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodríguez, during which they discussed common challenges and the historical ties between the two nations. The Cuban head of diplomacy highlighted the intense agenda of the Panamanian delegation since its arrival last Saturday, which also included participation in the fifth international meeting for the balance of the world. During the dialogue, Tehuani stressed Panama's interest in strengthening trade links and unity in the Latin American region, since Cuba holds this year the presidency of the G77 plus China. Cuban Ministry of Public Health reported the kidnapping of Alejandro Aguilera Milanes, a collaborator of the Cuban Medical Brigade in Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti. The note states that the action was perpetrated by gangs operating outside the law in that country on January 23. Alejandro Aguilera Milanes is a worker at the Provincial Health Board in eastern Las Tunas province and serves as a driver for the medical mission in Haiti. The source points out that immediately and with due discretion, steps were taken by the Haitian authorities to deal with the situation and achieve the safe and prompt release of the Cuban collaborator. The remaining members of the Cuban Medical Brigade are well and continue to carry out their duties with the security measures established for their protection. The director of UNESCO's Regional Bureau of Education for Latin America and the Caribbean, Claudia Uribe, recognized during the International Pedagogy Congress 2023 Cuba's commitment to education. Speaking at the event, the executive highlighted the role of the Caribbean nation in prompting initiatives linked to the pedagogical field and pointed out the educational challenges of the region and its tradition of cooperation in this area. As part of her lecture, Uribe called to reconsider the actions that must be undertaken as a whole to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals with a view to 2030. The regional office will continue to accompany the work of Latin America and the Caribbean to turn the goals and commitments into action so that they can be achieved, said the director. The Pedagogy 2023 Congress kicked off on Monday at the Havana Convention Palace with a lecture by Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel. And in the international agenda, we have that the Bolivian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Rogelio Maita, will hold a meeting with the High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell, as part of a tour. The visit to the European Union will allow the revision of the agreements reached in the 8th high-level dialogue held in 2022 between the European Union and Bolivia, as well as to discuss issues of mutual interest and cooperation with Spain and the Human Rights Council, reported the Ministry of Foreign Affairs while explaining about Tuesday's meeting with the also Vice President of the European Commission. This is Maita's second stop on his journey, which began on Monday with an audience with Pope Francis in the Vatican City, where they discussed issues on bilateral agendas as well as on the world context, especially Latin America. Maita will continue his journey on February 1st in Geneva, Switzerland, where he will meet with Volker Türk, United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights. The tour will conclude on February 3rd in Spain, where Maita will talk with his counterpart José Manuel Álvarez to continue strengthening the ties of cooperation, complementary, and brotherhood. According to what Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Freddy Mamani, said on Monday. Meanwhile, human activity has destroyed more than one-third of the Amazon rainforest, which is 10 times the size of the United Kingdom, a specialized source informed. Scientists conducted an analytical review of data based on satellite images outlining changes in that region between 2001 and 2018. Although heavily degraded, forests may lose almost all their trees, the land use itself does not change, the expert said. Despite the uncertainty about the total effect of these disturbances, it is clear that their cumulative effect may be as important as deforestation for carbon emissions and biodiversity loss. The scientists proposed the creation of a forest degradation monitoring system, as well as preventing and curbing illegal logging and controlling the use of fire. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.